Valkyries fans, you're listening to the Valkyries Post-Op with Kevin Dana.
R.C. Davis here with you, following the Valkyries' 90-82 loss, halting the Valkyries' nine-game winning streak. Kevin, we knew it would end at some point, just didn't think it would be tonight.
Yeah, you know, I mean, the Mystics played them so tough, and like eventually, for a team that you've never beaten from a Washington perspective, like, I'm sure they were saying that's been a rallying cry. Like, we got to beat this team.
Right.
And they've been so close quite a few times, actually, to beating the Valkyries. Like, the Valkyries have been close to beating the Minnesota Lynx. But it just hasn't been the case for Washington until tonight. I thought once Caleb Thornton had the and one to put him up seven, that was going to be it. I also thought it was going to be it when they were up 77-68. But credit the Mystics. They just kept coming back, and a really well-earned win for Washington.
Playing the Mystics for the second straight game, as you called it, a baseball series here in Valhalla. 19 lead changes and 7 ties. Ooh. We did know it would be a close contest.
Hey, you know, J. Cole and T. Grizzly has this song from 2024 called Blow for Blow. These teams went blow for blow tonight. That's for sure. I mean, this was back and forth. Oh, yeah, the energy in this building was awesome, as it always is. I was feeling it. It was, I mean, whew. This was a game.
Sounds like you need a break.
Yeah, one is coming. I'm looking forward to a couple days off. But, yeah. Kind of a downer for sure. This is one they don't win, but they really – this was just a great basketball game. It really was.
Low foul game, just 29 combined fouls.
Yeah, not bad. And the free throws got up a little bit at the end of the game. I mean, but it wasn't a foul fest, which I always like. The fewer free throws, the better. I mean, the Mystics did shoot 21 compared to 11 for the Valkyries. This wasn't like a Vargentina conspiracy, you know, for our World Cup fans, listeners out there. Like, this wasn't Messi and company getting every call. For those who thought Argentina got every call in the World Cup. But
they didn't?
I mean, I don't. Like, I wish I could say I knew soccer well enough. I know it well enough to call college soccer, but I don't know it well enough to really kind of deliver edicts on that kind of thing. But, you know, hey, them's the breaks. And, the Mystics hit their free throws, and Caitlin Chen was fantastic tonight, but her 0 for 2 at the line with the Valkyries down 4 of 59.5. The play certainly didn't help things.
The Valkyries 2026 season is presented by Kaiser Permanente. Like you said, the Valkyries were up 4 heading into the fourth, but gave up that 13-0 fourth quarter late run, and that was that. 13-0 run.
Yeah, I mean, how about this? The Valkyries, they gave up 36 points in the first half. They gave up 36 points in the fourth quarter. And I'll repeat myself because I'm running out of material here. But, like, if you told me the Valkyries were going to be up 4 going in the fourth quarter and then they score 24 points in the fourth quarter,
right?
Like, with the number one defense in the WNBA, I'm like, they're going to win this game.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, no, not tonight.
Another positive. Yes, there were positives. Bench outscored the Mystics bench by 23.
37-14 again. So they're at 35.3. They might be at 35.4 after this one. Not sure how like the hundredth and thousandth decimal places are kind of computing right now. But, again, the record is 35.0. So if the Valkyries can just kind of stay north of that 35.0, it would be great to set that record. And Caitlin Chen was tremendous tonight. Janelle Salon hit a couple of big shots late, hit 4 free throws. That was all good. And yeah, I mean, this is what they do. Everyone on the bench was a positive for the Valkyries, and everyone that's starting the lineup was a minus.
Any final thoughts on this one before the All-Star break?
Yeah, I mean, hey, fantastic first 27 games. 19-8. This is about
if
like
I had told you that the Valkyries would end the first half.
What, like ESPN 30 for 30. What if
yeah,
I told you?
Exactly.
Yeah. No, this is a fantastic first, 60% of the regular season. Time for a break. You get some winnable games coming out of the break with Phoenix and then 2 against Toronto. Not saying those are easy games, but those are games you expect to win, to be quite honest. Phoenix has not had a great year. They've had some injuries, but they just You know, they're missing Satu Sabla, and it just hasn't worked out for them this year. And then Toronto, you know, they're feisty, they're competitive, but without Brittany Sykes, it's tough for them. You won there in Toronto by 4 or by 8. You should expect to beat them 2 out of 2 here. That would get you to 22-8, and you could do no worse than a 500 record after that. It's tough to go against someone who gets their career high in scoring and assists. So, yeah.
Beat you to it.
20.6 assists. Well, yeah, you always beat me to it because you're the one who – so you always get the credit, and I'm the one who sounds like a copycat.
That's right.
You know, like,
I did that on purpose.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, yeah, 20.6 assists, 8 of 13, 2 of 3 from 3. Great game for Caitlin Chen. Looking around, feeding Thornton, hand back to Kalen, driving baseline, puts it up, banks it out, puts it back up and in. That's a new career high, 20 points for Kalen Chen, bounced by 9. They're exploding here in the fourth quarter. 6 assists on 7 made field goals here in the fourth for the Valkyries. Good team shooting.
Next up for Golden State, the All-Star break, a much-needed rest for everyone except Gabby Williams. She will represent the Valkyries in the game